Today's Mass Hits, it's 102.7 Mike in the Afternoon, along with Jill for a look at the water cooler conversations. So, Jill, there's these stories that we get sometimes about hospitals making mistakes. I mean, it happens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Things get left in people and whatnot.
Right, yeah. Things like that. Well, it's happened again. This time it's in Kenya. And So nothing to worry about. Nobody around here. And they were actually 2 hours into brain surgery to remove a patient's blood clot when they discovered, there's no clot. And the reason why is because it was the wrong patient.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. There's like protocol for that.
You would think.
There is. They draw on you and everything. Yeah. Like which side of the body.
Yeah. And I think that's what they did too. They went, huh.
There's like a big line across their forehead. Yeah. So we're supposed to cut in here. Yeah. Whatever. I don't know if they do that. Yeah. Huh. They didn't shave their head this time.
Well, I'll be darned.
Well, let's go for it.
Yeah. We might as well remove something. Yeah. Yeah. While we're in here. Exactly.
Great minds think alike.
All right. Well, it was the wrong patient. And the one we're operating on only needed non-invasive treatment for swelling.
It's really like, it just turned to really invasive.
Yes.
Buddy.
Yeah. It's pretty invasive. I mean, going into your brain. And even better is like
his brain's working great.
Yeah, you know, his swelling of his ankle too, which is what really makes it. No, I'm just kidding.
Whatever. So dumb.
All right. Well, both were brought into the Kenyatta National Hospital, Nairobi, unconscious last Sunday, and so reports blame the patient's ID tags being switched around for the mix-up. Whoop. Yes. Yeah. Here
again. How?
You know, learn
to look
both,
at people.
It was just
say,
ironic, Jill. They were both unconscious. And
yeah, but you shouldn't be moving ID tags. Like, you put them on before you put the patient under.
Yeah.
Again, protocol.
You would think.
Kenya.
Well, they did. They put them on before the before the surgery. They just put them on the wrong one.
Ugh.
It's like, all right.
Can you verify this as you so that you don't get your brain removed?
Right.
Today?
And the fact that they were unconscious made it a little more difficult. So they say, okay, so here's the thing. The hospital CEO, Lily Koros, says they deeply regret this event.
I would imagine they deeply regret that.
And they've done all it can to ensure the safety and well-being of the patient in question. Yeah, it's like, hey, well, we've got good news. You don't have a blood clot.
They're like, I never did.
Yeah. The bad news is we went in and checked around. You know?
The news is you're going to be sore for a
right,
while.
Yeah. And
it's your
like,
brain's going to hurt.
Sure. They probably did something to mess it up to the person probably barks, you know, now it's like.
I could handle that.
All they said, what?
Then I could talk to my dog.
Sure. Well, she also announced the suspension of a surgeon, apparently.
Again, shocking.
Two nurses and an anesthetist before being suspended herself.
That's called an anesthetist.
All right, you got it. Anesthetist. I almost said atheist. So, I mean, you're lucky that you got something a little close, okay? But this is funny. So she announced the suspension of a surgeon, two nurses, and the atheist. And then got suspended herself. It's like, all right.
After she announced it, she's like, I'm suspending myself.
Here's what we need you to do. We need you to suspend these people. And then she does. And like, all right, you're suspended too.
You're going right there with them.
So the patient who underwent brain surgery is recovering.
Good.
One who actually has a blood clot may not even need surgery after all because their condition's improved.
It scared them so much they got better.
Yeah, it's like, they woke up. It's like,
so
whoa,
great.
whoa, no, I'm fine.
I'm all set, kids.
Yeah,
all
I see what
set.
You did to that guy. So,
right.
All right, there you go. Water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's Mass Hits, it's 102.7.